Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 22nd. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 5¾ cents at 538. December wheat up 14¾ cents at 756. And November beans down 3½ cents at 1220½. Kansas City wheat made a new contract high close up 26¼ cents at 774. And December Minneapolis wheat made a new contract high close up 27¾ cents at 1013. That's the first time since 08 that we've had December Kansas City wheat over 10 bucks. The oats were another 7¼ higher. The wheat was higher on a couple of things. The Russians raised their export taxes on the wheat. There were some cancellation of receipts in the Kansas City contract, which caught traders' attentions. Conditions around the country were awful dry in the central southern plains. So all that led up to these higher wheat prices. Chicago is still about 17 cents away from a new contract high. We got up to the neckline resistance at 760. The high was 759.5, and then we broke about 3½ cents off of that high by the close, but still a pretty good close. If we were to gap open over that neckline, I think you've got to respect it. As I've been saying, the Minneapolis prices can do whatever they want. Same thing with oats. You now have oats $1.30 over corn, which we've never seen. And I don't see any reason why that's not going to stay in here for quite a while. The oat market, you know, it's traditionally, you know, what Quaker Oats wants to do and what the horse set wants to do. Those are the two big demand sectors in the oat market. But now you've got all these health food companies looking at oat milkshakes, oat bars, and oat powder and all kinds of things out here. And that's certainly helping driving demand for the oats. And when you have such a small market or a small production because of the drought, not only in the Canadian Plains, but here in the U.S., higher prices could be out there. So, you know, wheat and corn, I think, have their own little bullish story. Are we going to cut corn acres? That's been the big debate out here. I think we still need to see some better demand. But keep in mind, if we do cut corn acres, they're most likely going to go into bean acres. I mean, some of it, maybe in South Dakota, could go into oats. But for the most part, it's going to go into the bean market, in my opinion. The yields I continue to see on the beans are very strong, and I believe that the November report is going to show higher yields yet out there. So I think that kind of weighs on the bean market. And like I said, if you have less corn acres, you're most likely going to have more bean acres. The corn being supported by the higher crude oil prices. Crude oil made a new contract high close here, up $1.26 after the reversal action yesterday. Come right back here today. That was pretty powerful, though it didn't have any effect on the bean oil market here. We were down 49 ticks at 62.09. There's been a lot of talk about the eastern part of the Corn Belt, corn dropping ears out here, and some stalk problems. So all that could be reducing corn yields a little bit out here. And that, again, is part of the strength in the corn market along with the crude oil. So that's about it. We'll get cattle on feed here in just a few minutes. I don't know that that'll have a big impact on the grain markets, but I'm guessing we'll see pretty good harvest numbers on Monday in corn and beans. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.